Houston, go ahead.
Roger, do you have all the data?
Affirmative, Flipper.
We have it. Okay, the next time I want to see you put that Intrepid right in the middle of that
second. Houston Intrepid is ready to copy the consumables update.
Roger, Clipper. Intrepid consumables update for GEP 11 plus 50. RCSA 80 B 75. O2 descent 87.6 and 97.4. H2O 78.7 99.2. Amp hours 1243.3 572.3.
Okay, I got it all except the only thing wasn't clear was the time.
Roger, that was for 111 plus 50 plus a 00.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Roger.
Okay, you ready for bird 74?
Stand by on that beep, we'll be right back with you. Okay, Intrepid, we're ready, bird 74.
Hey, Houston, from your data, where do you think we landed?
Stand by on that, Pete. We have a good
I think
image,
it's just
don't.
A matter of okay, it's just a matter of a few hundred feet one way or another. I flew right by the side of the crater and grounded to a halt and parked it, but that's about my best guess right now where we are.
Roger, Pete. We'll be getting massaging the data and getting back to you on that. And the EMOD looks, we have the data on the EMOD. But Houston, on your previous question on bench crater, from our maps here, we can't tell whether that is a blocky rim.
Okay, well, I, in my you can take the sun line for a reference. These craters are about 5 degrees up to the left of the sun line of my shadow. It's very blocky there. Big block. I can, depending on how far away it is, there's a block over there, maybe 8 feet.
Roger, copy. You're looking at the crater, which is 5 degrees south of the sun line.
Yeah, 5 degrees left of the shadow.
Roger.
As we get done eating here, we'll get with it. We're pretty hungry.
Roger, Intrepid. You deserve it. Roger, Clipper. Get with it soon, Clipper. Intrepid, Houston.
Go.
Help us get a better visual pin down of where you are. Do you, are you able to locate a 50-foot block, approximately 100 foot, right in front of you? Or an 8 to 10-foot block, about 50 foot in front of you, and that would be at R5, 13.1.
Well, can't say that there is anything like that. There is one great big block. It looks to me like it's 1,500 or 2,000 feet in front of us that meets that description. It's a really big fella sitting out there.
Roger,
interpret. However, what fools you, Houston? Let me say this. Let me say this. There's another light crater right smack in front of us, but it's not obvious to us. There's no shadowing. Shadow angle is so low that we're sitting here where we don't see any shadows, and unless we look very carefully, it's not obvious to us that there's a big crater out there. Now, I kind of think that may be the head of the snowman is sitting out further past me. I'm not sure that I'm not sitting right on the other side of the snowman crater. Just a little bit past me. I think really the best thing for us to do is to get out and look around. The sooner we do that, the quicker we'll figure out where we are.
Roger, Intrepid, we concur with that, and we're also... standing by for your limb description. We have your liftoff time for rev 16 through 19 when you're ready to copy. Rev 17 T5 116-2428. Rev 18 T6 118-2246. Rev 19 T7 120-2109.
Roger, 114-2606. 116-2428. 118-2246. 120-2109.
Roger, read back correct.
Houston, Alex Henderson off, beating him. While he does that, I've been sitting there scanning with the binoculars. And just the first thing I should give you, according to this checklist here, you already know we flew right by the side of the snowman landing right catching some little bit. And our yaw angle is 10 degrees. And my general impression is that we're in country where I see mostly angular rock. Very few rocks at hand that are rounded. Everything is angular. Now, I'll let Al talk about the close-up stuff. But out on the
Intrepid, Houston.
Horizon. So.
Intrepid, we'd like to get to Yankee Clipper before LOS, and we'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Yankee Clipper, Houston. Houston, go ahead with your description of the horizon, and we'll be breaking into you as soon as we can get back with Yankee Clipper. We've lost comm temporarily.